the proclamation of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is foundational to who we are. We celebrate today a feast of life, a feast of the new creation. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the be-all and the end-all of the Christian faith. If Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead, as St. Paul tells us, we are the most pitiable of people. Bishop Robert Barron said the other day, if Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead, all the bishops and priests should go get honest jobs. I'm supposed to laugh at that. If it was a fraud, then it is just a terrible and painful and destructive hoax. But the crucified one that we proclaim through the power of God is concretely, powerfully alive. He who had been put to death and buried was alive. And nothing would ever be the same. Jesus Christ has risen from the grave, the resurrection. Life is stronger than death. Good is stronger than evil. Love is stronger than hate. Truth is stronger than lies. The resurrection. All life is silent before it. Life with its impoverishments, its sorrows and its sins, its doubts and its fears, in the light of the resurrection, it is all amended. It is all made whole. It is restored in the power and the reality of the resurrection. But how should this certainty that we proclaim, that we profess, how should it affect your life and how should it affect mine? What is this night truly, truly about? If he did rise from the dead, then Jesus Christ is who he said he was. He is God. And that he must be the absolute center of our lives. It is the hinge on which everything turns. There is no middle ground. Either he rose or he did not. And the fact that he did, all the world that we know is contradicted. And the world that we see is not all that there is. There is so much more. We live our lives as human beings on the precipice of death. The haunt and the specter of death. We live our lives peering into that deep and bottomless chasm. And there is nothing, nothing that can bridge that for you and I, save the fact of the resurrection. But sadly, where do you and I so often seek our salvation? Where do we seek to hide, foolishly, vainly, from the specter of death? technology, science, genetic engineering, career, money, status, power, you name it. But nothing, nothing can bridge that chasm save the resurrection that we proclaim. Nothing can satisfy you, and nothing can satisfy me save total union with God. And that can only happen through the risen one, the Christ. He has ushered in a new reality, a new life. And as Christians, we live in the reality of that life. And the cycle of that life that we live as Christians, in your own life, the cycle of the cross and the resurrection. Good Friday and Easter. But we live in a world of death, a world that does not recognize the gift, the life, the reality of the resurrection. So let you and I, as people of the resurrected Christ, let us, you and I, venture into that darkness. Into the darkness in the abyss of our modern age, with the unresolved hurt and pain and war and terror and destruction. For we are truly in the light of the resurrection. Because of the resurrection, we are an evangelizing church. We are not locked in this building, afraid to venture forth. Through the power and the grace of the resurrection, we are sent to proclaim that Jesus Christ is alive. To a world that seeks the living among the dead, you and I are sent to proclaim that Jesus Christ is alive. The path of salvation has now been opened to everyone. The divine life has been given. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Do not be afraid. Happy Easter.